This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
Steve Valdez, leader of West Laco EDC, you've been here today giving a presentation at an event hosted by COSTEP. We've got some national site selectors here touring the valley. What were the key points you wanted to get across?
I think to us is we use three terms: success, access, and progress. And we tell that story to these site selectors about how those three words impact the community of West Laco. Access, because we're centrally located. Success, because we've got several, we showed a great slide that showed 42 different companies that have selected West Laco in the last 3 years. We talked about the growth of our industrial park. We've just gone from a 300 plus acre location to another 150 location. And when we cut the ribbon to open the park for the first time, we were already 30% sold. And so I think people in the region are recognizing that the Mid-Valley is an important factor to regional growth, not just local growth, but regional growth. The workforce selection that we have from, for example, is the population in West Laco might be less than 45,000, but every time you go 5, 10 miles, 15, 20 miles, that population doubles. And so it makes the workforce a lot more accessible to the community of West Laco. That was really our message.
Seemed to me you also wanted to get across to these site selectors, one, that you're centrally located here in the valley, and that you've got a lot of land, a lot of space, if they want really big developments.
A lot of space, that's true. One of the site selectors asked about the land, and we're able to say we have lots of land. We have land that's shovel-ready within our industrial park, about 80 acres left out of 122. And even then, there's other areas of land that just may not be within our possession, but we can get access to easily. And so land is plentiful in the community in the Mid-Valley.
You mentioned the two tenants you've got in that new industrial park, being Glazer's Beer and Beverage and UPS. Are there new tenants coming in on the horizon that you may not be able to mention yet, but you've got interest?
We've got interest. We've high-level conversations going on so far about the remaining space in our industrial park. There's even what we call the pizza slice. It's an odd-shaped location, and there's one gap that we haven't been able to secure, and we're finding that people are interested in that 37-acre tract because it's connected to the infrastructure of our existing industrial park. So a lot of high-level conversations about that location so far.
So overall, you're in a growth mode in West Laco.
We are. We're definitely in growth mode. We love to see that the region is growing. I've always gone back to the same concept. I grew up in the Mid-Valley. Mid-Valley, the term in itself, didn't mean back then what it means now. We're so large as a region that to travel back and forth, to work and live in different places within a 30-mile radius makes us perfect for the kind of growth we've been seeing.
Steve Valdez, is there anything else you want to add?
Thank you for having us. Appreciate your work.